thousands of people take to the streets in the Pakistani city of Karachi to voice their support for Palestinians and condemn the Israeli atrocities in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Iran's president says Tehran continues talks with the signatories of the 2015 nuclear deal in Vienna and will so until final agreement is reached. India says it will start relaxing its strict coronavirus lockdown in New Delhi next week if new cases continue to drop in the city. So glad to have you with us. First story takes us to Pakistan, where people there in the city of Karachi have held a demonstration to show their solidarity with Palestinians and to condemn the Israeli atrocities against them. Demonstrators in Karachi chanted anti-Israel slogans, calling for an end to the regime's occupation of Palestinian land. Similar protests were also held in other parts of the world in support of Palestinians. In the British capital, London, scuffles broke out between police and protesters. In front of the Israeli embassy, people also staged rallies in the U.S. city of San Francisco and the Lebanese capital of Beirut, as well as the French capital of Paris. They celebrated the victory of Palestinians in the face of the recent deadly Israeli aggression against the besieged Gaza Strip. Crossing over to Islamabad, joined by Kamran Youssef. Please fill us in on what took place today.
Well, this rally was organized by Jamaat-e-Islami, one of the country's main religious and political parties. And this is part of ongoing protests that have been taking place in Pakistan for last several days against Israel, particularly what happened recently. Although the ceasefire has taken effect, but many people here feel that this may not be the ultimate solution. They want that the occupation of Israeli forces on the Palestinian land should end. And in this protest in Karachi, we saw that people were really angry. They were chanting slogans against Israel. And also, they were not only holding Israel responsible for occupying the Palestinian lands, but they were also criticizing the United States, because they believe that without U.S. backing, Israel cannot take such actions against the Palestinians.
And what did the Pakistani people, are they making any demands from their own government as for how to deal with this situation?
Well, of course, Pakistan, as you say, that officially also taken a very strong position. Pakistan's foreign minister also attended emergency session of the UN General Assembly along with other Muslim countries. Pakistan also launched a diplomatic offensive against Israel to seek an end to what they have been doing against the Palestinians. As far as the Pakistani government is concerned, of course, that they want that Pakistan not just merely condemn Israel, but also take practical steps along with other Muslim countries and the international community. As far as their demand from the international community is concerned, they particularly urge the United Nations and the UN Security Council to implement those resolutions and ensure that Palestinians get their right to self-determination. This is actually their main demand, and they also demand that Israel should be pressurized to vacate all the Palestinian land.
All right, thanks so much for that update out of Islamabad. Kamran Youssef. Meanwhile, authorities in the Gaza Strip are assessing the damage to residential buildings caused by those 11 days of Israeli airstrikes and shelling on the besieged Palestinian territory. Officials say their assessment include over 1,100 buildings which have been flattened completely in the Israeli bombing campaign. They say 900 buildings were also severely damaged and are beyond repair, while another 15,000 sustained varying degrees of damage. Officials say government offices in the Gaza Strip will release the request for the removal of the rubble. They say they are facing lack of funds and equipment in their rubble removal project.
We are faced with many difficulties in the clearing work. The first is the risk that the damaged buildings might collapse. The second is the lack of equipment, including both manual and mechanical equipment like excavators and rammers. A lot of the equipment available here are old and unsafe for workers.
Gaza officials also say they are searching for possible bodies of victims still under the rubble. The Israeli war on Gaza ended after a ceasefire came into effect early on Friday morning. At least 279 Palestinians were killed, including 69 children, since May the 10th. The United Nations has called for an end to the Israeli blockade on Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers, backed by military forces, have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on the third day of a ceasefire that ended the 11 days of aggression on the Gaza Strip. The settlers were directly allowed by the Israeli military into the compound. Our correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil, brings us more.
Happened this morning is that dozens of Israeli settlers raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque after the morning Fajr prayers, with the, of course, the protection of Israeli forces. We are speaking about some 125 Jewish settlers raided the Al-Aqsa complex in groups. The Israeli forces have deployed more forces around the Al-Aqsa Mosque and in Jerusalem, Al-Quds Old Town, in order to prevent Palestinians who are under the age of 45 from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque, in order to prevent them from standing against the Israeli settler raids to the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex. Of course, the Israeli forces attacked the Palestinian worshippers there. They first arrested four guards of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They released three of them. However, they are still holding one of the Palestinian guards of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Three Palestinians were also detained who were among the worshippers. There are calls for more raids by the Israeli settlers. They raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque from Al-Maghariba Gate. This Maghariba Gate is closed by keys who were owned by the Israeli forces since the occupation of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, the eastern part, in 1967.
Well, political analyst Gada Karmi says the latest ceasefire between Israelis and Palestinians will fail to address the fundamental issue in the occupied territories.
It's not as if this is the first time we had dealings with Israel where there has been a ceasefire, particularly with Hamas, Israel is not does not bind itself to any promise, really. So it's not surprising. Of course, they will go on attacking Palestinians in Jerusalem, even if they're not doing it in Gaza, and they'll do the same in its territories. So nobody should be at all surprised. See, the ceasefire is not going to deal with the fundamental problem. It only stops the fighting. The attack, the assault on the Aqsa Mosque is absolutely shocking. They did it during Ramadan, and they actually threw gas canisters into the mosque where people were praying. I don't know how much more sacrilege they can actually commit. But you see, this is, if you like, a particularly bad assault on Israel's part. But I frankly tell you, it again, not surprising.
Well, the leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement has called for all-out efforts to help Palestinians in their struggle against the Israeli regime.
this entity will fall, this entity will fade away, this entity will be defeated, and therefore, even before they are down, we will witness this. And therefore, it is our duty, in order to take on all efforts, to shoulder all responsibilities to support Palestine and all the efforts in order to support the Palestinian people, and to know that in reality,
Abdul Malik al-Houthi said the Yemeni people will spare no efforts to help the Palestinian resistance groups in their fight against Israel. He said Israel's 11-day aggression against Gaza resulted in the Palestinians' victory. He added that happened despite the fact that the regime received support from the U.S. and U.K. Houthi also slammed as an act of treason the normalization deals that certain Arab countries have clinched with Israel in recent months. He said the agreements aimed to undermine support for the Palestinian cause, but they failed to achieve their goal. Moving on to other stories now, turning to India, which has reported nearly 241,000 new cases of coronavirus during the past 24 hours. Now, that's the lowest daily new infections in more than a month. On Sunday, India registered more than 3,700 new COVID deaths. That's a decrease by more than 450 compared with a day earlier. The country's total fatalities are now almost 300,000 out of more than 26.5 million. For weeks now, India has battled a second wave of the disease, which caused a health crisis. Daily cases have now seen a downward trend over the past few days amid partial or complete lockdowns in most states. Now, the capital, New Delhi, was one of the hardest hit cities. Now, officials there say if cases continue to drop for a week, they will start easing restrictions from May the 31st. Iran's president says his country will continue negotiations to restore the 2015 nuclear deal until a final agreement is reached. Hassan Rouhani said the United States has clearly declared its readiness to remove the sanctions per the nuclear deal. He also highlighted Iran's victory in the economic war imposed by the U.S. Rouhani said Iran's output rise in various industrial sectors is the best testimony to the futility of the U.S.'s maximum pressure campaign against the country. He stressed that the failure of those policies has even been acknowledged by the Americans themselves. The former U.S. administration pulled the country out of the nuclear deal in 2018, imposing what it called the toughest sanctions ever against Iran. After a year, Iran also began scaling back its commitments under the deal. Meanwhile, Iranian intelligence forces have dismantled three terrorist groups and seized large amounts of explosive devices as well as weapons from them. According to the intelligence ministry, one of the groups was responsible for the killing of a teenager and injuring several others during a March attack in the southeastern province of Sistan Baluchistan. All members of the group were arrested. Now, the ministry said members of another European-based terror team were detained in the same province. They had planned to attack religious centers there. Also, two members of an armed network planning terror raids were killed in northwestern Iran. The intelligence ministry has said the countries that provide a safe haven for terror groups must be held responsible. Well, many believe that if Iran wants to emerge as an economically prosperous country, the person who will be elected as the next president should give priority to domestic capabilities. Experts say while the country has made tangible progress in science and technology, the pace of economic progress must be expedited. Human Abadi brings us more.
With less than a month to go until the presidential election in Iran, people are discussing about the policies the next president must follow to solve the problems. Out of over 400 contenders, about 40 heavyweight ones claim their number one goal is to solve economic problems that have been growing during the past years, especially after Washington's unilateral sanctions. In order to see how these plans are feasible, we talked to some lawmakers regarding the objectives every hopeful must have in mind. In every election, the economy is of great significance to people, especially at a time they've experienced tough times in the face of economic issues. Hopefuls make promises, but people must be watchful not to pin hope on their slogans. Their slogans must have a logical basis. In my opinion, what the country needs in terms of economy is a look at international capabilities. Of course, the sanctions are biting, but we can't say all our economic problems are because of the sanctions. Most of our economic issues are the result of not paying attention to domestic capabilities.
Another lawmaker told us the most important things a president must follow are transparency and accountability.
People expect their runners to be honest with them. They say the next president must have a comprehensive plan for the economic issues. It means the result of their plans must be seen in the economic basket of the families. Within the past 8 years, the government was waiting for decisions to be made outside the country. The next president should fight against corruption and injustice.
The MPs stressed that having good relations with the world for economic improvement is a must, but each country should rely on its own capabilities.
The livelihood of people and solving economic problems is the main slogan of most of the hopefuls for the 13th presidential election of Iran. They also say that they have detailed plans to improve the life quality of people. Human Abedi, Tehran.
A volcano eruption has forced thousands of people to flee their homes in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Residents of the main city of Goma carried whatever they could to run for their lives before a flow of lava from Mount Nyiragongo hit them. Thousands of people crossed into neighboring Rwanda, where they would be accommodated in schools and places of worship. Congolese authorities said the lava has already reached the international airport on the outskirts of Goma. The eruption on Saturday turned the sky red, filling the air with the smell of sulfur. It forced the president, Felix Tshisekedi, to cut short a visit to Europe. Nyiragongo is one of the world's most active volcanoes. Its last eruption in 2002 killed 250 people and left thousands homeless. And with that brings us to the end of this World News Bulletin. Thank you all so much for staying with us.
Follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest global developments. You can keep in touch with us by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/ParsTodayEN. You can also follow IRIB English Radio on Instagram via instagram.com/ParsTodayEnglish.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student in first grade. My dad, who's taught me the art of
writing. Listeners Special. We'll be right back.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday of spring, May 23rd, 2021. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. If you have any messages for listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, dear listeners, Listeners Special, the Sunday program, is your program. It's your views that are important. So don't go away and keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and for your information, as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. As you may know, and as I have repeated for several times during different editions of Listeners Special, these reception reports are very useful to us in IRM English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. As you may know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving EQSL card from us. Yes, EQSL card from us. As you know, after the coronavirus pandemic, we've decided to design and prepare EQSL cards, and that's because of hygienic protocols. So please wait for my colleagues to send you EQSL cards, and that's good news. And I think some of our dear listeners have recently received those QSL cards from IRM English Radio. Here, I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Malik Zaroon from Pakistan, Don Glaka from the U.S., and M. Abdul Razak from Bangladesh, one of our regular listeners. Malik, Don, and Abdul Razak, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRB English Radio. Also, many thanks to those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails and letters, including Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. Eddie Witanto from Indonesia is one of our regular listeners who have sent us an email. Also, Igor Kolke from Russia, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Hasna Manzil from India has sent us an email. Avinash from India, yes. Avinash has sent us an email. And Ali Hassan from Bangladesh has sent us an email. Many thanks for sending us this, these really inspiring messages. So please be with us in Listeners Special. After a short break, I will be back with these kind messages, and I will read them, yes, after the music. Stay with us, please. Thank you. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Indonesia. This email is from Eddie Witanto. Eddie Witanto is one of our regular listeners who says, firstly, let me send you my greetings from Jakarta. Thank you for your email. Almost every day I tune in to the IRIB English radio because a variety of topics and issues about Iranian culture and society are presented in the programs, and they are very interesting. Best regards from Indonesia. Oh, well, salam and warm greetings to you, Eddie Witanto, from Indonesia. We are very happy that our signals are heard in Jakarta, Indonesia, the capital of Indonesia. We are so happy that you tune in to IRIB English Radio every day. That's good news. And you said it's because the variety of topics and issues about Iranian culture and society, and of course politics, presented in the programs, and we are very happy that you found them very interesting. We are happy that you're enjoying the programs. So please, Eddie Witanto from Indonesia, tell us which programs you like the best. Totally tell us your views about these broadcasts. That, as you said, you tune in to them every day. That's an honor, Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. Many thanks for writing this really inspiring and encouraging message to IRIB English Radio. Please write to us soon. Wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Eddie Witanto from Indonesia. And from Russia, we have an email from Igor Kolke. Igor Kolke is one of our regular listeners who says, dear IRIB English Radio staff, I am a shortwave radio listener from Moscow, Russia, and I am currently having a great pleasure of listening to your broadcast. I very much hope it is possible for you to verify this reception report by issuing a QSL card or EQSL card. Thank you for your excellent broadcast. I really enjoyed it, and I hope to hear from you soon and would love to receive a verification card from you to add to my collection. And warm greetings to you, Igor Kolke from Russia, one of our old listeners. We are very happy that our signals are heard in Moscow, in Russia. And of course, we have a great pleasure to have you as a listener. Many thanks for writing this email to us. And as you explained, yes, it is possible for us to send you EQSL card. As you may know, after a long period of time of not sending our dear listeners QSL cards because of hygienic protocols due to coronavirus pandemic, now my colleagues are sending our dear listeners EQSL cards. Yes, you can receive the EQSL card and add it to your collection. Ah, Igor Kolke, why don't you tell us your views about our programs? Please, in your upcoming emails, tell us which programs you like the best. Tell us your attitude toward our programs, our broadcast, and we will be happy to receive more emails and letters from you from Russia, reflecting your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Many thanks again for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. This is Listen with a Special, and I'm here with kind emails and letters from around the world. And here I have an email from Hasna Manzil from India, who says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I am a listener of worldwide radios, and this time I had a chance to listen to IRIB English radio base in Tehran, Iran. I would love to listen to your radio regularly, so please send me the frequency guide of your station with complete details of the programs. I shall be very grateful if you do it. Thanks and regards. And salam and warm greetings to you, Hasna Manzil from India. It seems that you've already joined us in IRIB English Radio and you've already listened to our programs. So you are a listener of worldwide radios. It seems that you listen to many radios around the world, and this time you found IRIB English Radio in Tehran, Iran, as you said. Yes, it's an honor to have you with us. So please keep in touch. Continue this relationship. Please tell us which programs in IRIB English Radio you like the best. Tell us your views about our programs and about your request about the frequency guide of our station with complete details of the programs. Let me tell you one thing. You can refer to our website. Yes, these details are available at the website at www.parstoday.com/en. There you can find the frequency guide of our station with complete details of the programs. Many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio, Hasna Manzil from India. And please write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. We are waiting. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Hasna Manzil from India. And again, from India. Yes, we have another email from India. This email is from Avinash. Avinash from India says, "Dear IRB English radio staff, thanks for your reply to my reception. I have a suggestion, and that is, IRIB can design EQ cells featuring the rich heritage and culture of Iran, as well as the Iranian architecture, landscapes, personalities, Iranian cuisine, sports, etc. It would be great if you can send me the new IRIB frequency schedule by email, so that I can tune in to the new frequencies of IRIB and report the quality of reception." Oh, well, salam and warm greetings to you, Avinash, from India, and warm thanks to you for sending this encouraging and inspiring email to IRIB English Radio, and many thanks for reflecting your views about IRIB English Radio and giving us a suggestion. That was a nice suggestion. Yes, my colleagues have prepared the EQSL cards, but you suggested that we can have the featuring of the rich heritage and culture of Iran. As you said, with the Iranian architecture, landscapes, personalities, Iranian cuisine, sports. Oh, well, it seems that you know a lot about Iranian culture and heritage. As you said, you mentioned some of the most important features of Iran as landscapes, architecture, Iranian cuisine. Oh, by the way, have you ever tested Iranian cuisine? It seems that you've tested, because you are talking about it in your suggestion. That's nice, Avinash from India. You can wait for an EQSL card from our colleagues. Yes, it was a great honor to have this email from you and have this suggestion from you, Avinash from India. Many thanks for writing this email to us. Write to us soon. Wish you all the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Well, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. welcome back. Guess what? We have an email from Bangladesh. This email is from Ali Hassan from Bangladesh. Ali Hassan says, after a long time, I started listening to your station again. Now, I am one of your regular listeners. I love to listen to radio programs. I am collecting news about Bangladesh and the whole Indian subcontinent by listening to your radio programs and from the website. It helps me update and improve my knowledge. Please send me your program schedule. Radio listening and collecting postcards are my favorite hobbies. Also, I would love to receive some souvenir from you, such as QSL cards, postcards, or other items that you send to your listeners. Thanks. And salam and warm greetings to you, Ali Hassan from Bangladesh. So, you said after a long time you started listening to IRIB English Radio. Why? In your upcoming emails and letters, tell us why you started listening to this station again. So we are happy that you joined us, as you said. Now you've resumed listening to IRIB English Radio programs, and many thanks for reflecting your views. As you said, you love to listen to IRIB English Radio programs. So you are collecting news about Bangladesh. It seems that you collect them from different websites and different radio programs, different news programs. So it helps you get you updated and improve your knowledge. That's great. So you requested the program's schedule. Then I suggest you to refer to our website at www.parsoday.com/en, and there you can find the program schedule of IRIB English Radio. And you said you have different hobbies, among them radio listening and collecting postcards. Great. And you've requested souvenirs or promotional items such as QSL cards, and as I have described in the previous emails and in the introduction of the programs, my colleagues have prepared eQSL cards. Yes, IRIB English Radio used to send listeners QSL cards, but because of coronavirus and the hygienic protocols, now my colleagues are sending you eQSL cards. And of course, in the near future, we will send our dear listeners promotional items and souvenirs of IRIB English Radio, such as postcards. Many thanks, Ali Hassan from Bangladesh, for sending us this email. Write to us very soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio programs. Please stay with us. Dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio, and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
In the limelight.
Major arms and aircraft manufacturers Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon are reaping massive profits from Israeli regime's assault on Gaza, and all are expected to see their earnings boom with a $250 million arms deal the Biden administration is trying to push through, says Jessica Boxbaum Ryder in an article titled American arms makers are making a killing off of Israeli regime's slaughter in Gaza. Stay tuned for more. According to the Israeli Air Force, IAF, on Wednesday night, May 19th, the Israeli regime fired 120 missiles in the span of 25 minutes. The most recent attack hit the city of Khan Yunis in Gaza, killing one and injuring eight. The Israeli regime forces could not provide an exact number of how many bombs are being dropped on Gaza per hour. The IAF did not respond to press inquiries. The Times of Gaza, however, reported that more than 100 airstrikes occurred in a 30-minute period on May 14th. Amid the rubble, Palestinians in Gaza have found unexploded missiles with writing indicating these bombs were manufactured in the U.S. The use of American-made weaponry in Israeli regime's latest assault on Gaza is renewing discussions on U.S. foreign assistance to the fake regime of Israel and U.S. complicity in Israeli regime violence. On his Twitter page, Mohammad Shahad, a Gazan writer and analyst manager at Euro-Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor, wrote, "The Israeli regime struck the Al Jala Tower, which housed the Associated Press Bureau and Al Jazeera offices with a GBU-31 bomb recently. The Zionist regime has also used GBU-39 small diameter and Mark 84 bombs in its current onslaught. The GBU-31 and GBU-39 bombs are made by Boeing, and the Mark 84 bombs are produced by General Dynamics. Both missiles are manufactured in the United States of America. Several posts on Twitter report F-15, F-16, and F-35 fighter jets have also been hovering over Gaza. And for further verification, the IAF's website boasts these three warplanes are part of its arsenal. Boeing makes the F-15 fighter jets and Lockheed Martin manufactures F-16 and F-35 warplanes. But these are not the only corporations involved in the production of Israeli regime's military aircraft. General Electric produces the engines for F-15 and F-16 jets. Raytheon Technologies creates the missiles used to arm F-15 and F-35 planes. According to the American Friends Service Committee's investigative database, Northrop Grumman manufactures approximately 35% of the Lockheed Martin F-35 aircraft, including its center, fuselage, radar, avionics, electro-optics, navigation, communications and identification soft systems, and mission systems and mission planning software. The arms manufacturer has also partnered with Israeli regime military industry to build the listening targeting pod, a weapons laser navigation system used on F-16 warplanes. Military sales to the Zionist regime generate massive profits for these American corporations. Boeing secured a $2.4 billion sale to the Israeli regime from the USSA Department last year. In February, the aerospace behemoth scored a whopping $9 billion deal with the Zionist regime's Ministry of War. In the last decade, Raytheon's contracts to the Zionist regime have totaled more than $4 billion. Lockheed Martin's most recent sale to the Zionist regime is estimated at more than $2 billion. In 2016, General Electric obtained part of a $300 million sale to the Zionist regime. Northrop Grumman is less transparent about its international sales. Out of Northrop Grumman's reported $36.8 billion in sales in 2020, 14% were international. These companies did not respond to requests for comment from Mint Press News. Despite calling for de-escalation, President Joe Biden's administration is going ahead with a $735 million weapons deal with the Zionist regime. The major arms and aircraft manufacturers, including Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon Technologies, are all expected to see their earnings boom with the pending sale. Boeing is predicted primary beneficiary of the deal, given the sale is of its joint direct attack munitions. The Zionist regime receives $3.8 billion in foreign military assistance annually from the U.S., of which the Israeli regime must spend 75% on American-made weaponry under an agreement between the two regimes. The recent $735 million sale came out of that yearly aid, according to Danaka Katowicz, West Asia coordinator at the women-led anti-war organization Code Pink. Marketer Witch from Cont Pink pointed out that these arms deals are not the only way the U.S. and Israeli regimes work together in a capacity. The U.S. and Israeli regime have had a strong military alliance since the Nakba, Katowich said, referring to the Israeli regime's ethnic cleansing campaign of Palestine in 1947 and 1948, known as the Nakba, or Catastrophe in Arabic. Israeli regime and the U.S. do joint military exercises together, and they often work together to develop systems and weapons as well, he added. Katowich also alluded to reports addressing how the U.S. National Security Agency provides the Zionist regime with unfiltered intelligence, including data of American citizens. Katowich said forces in the U.S. pro-Israel lobby are tremendously influential in fostering the continued military alliance between the two regimes. You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1920 to 2020 UTC on the following frequencies. 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz for Europe, and 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz for Southern Africa, and FM 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5, and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered on May 7th, 2021 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution on the occasion of the International Al-Quds Day. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, in his speech on the occasion of International Quds Day, referring to the change in the balance of power in favor of Islamic world and Palestine, emphasized, I tell you with confidence the downward movement of the Zionist regime has started and will not stop.
Today, hope of achieving victory is stronger than ever. Today, the balance of power has swung in favor of the Palestinians. The Zionist enemy has become weaker year after year, while its army, which used to describe itself as the army which will never be defeated, has turned into an army which will never taste victory after its debacle in the 33-day war in Lebanon and its experiences in 22-day and 8-day wars. As for its political condition, it has been forced to hold 4 elections in the space of 2 years. In terms of security as well, it continuously tastes defeat. Moreover, the increasing desire among Jews to emigrate from that land has become a source of embarrassment for that overconfident regime.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Its serious endeavor to normalize relations with a few Arab countries with the assistance of the US is another sign of the decline of that regime. Of course, this will not help that regime in any way either. Tens of years ago, it established relations with Egypt, but since then it has become much weaker and much more vulnerable. Therefore, will the normalization of relations with a few weak and small countries be able to help that regime? Of course, those countries will not benefit from the relations either, as the Zionist regime will transgress against their properties and their land, and it will promote corruption and insecurity in their countries. Of course, these truths should not make others forget about their heavy duty.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.